leader of the Islamic Revolution highlights the significance of Quranic teachings in promoting the well-being of the society. Iranian foreign minister condemns killings of a number of civilians in Egypt, urging measures to stop divisions in the country. Egypt's prosecutor general orders the arrest of Muslim Brotherhood leaders, including the supreme leader of the group. And foreign-backed Syrian rebels fire live bullets to disperse a protest by civilians against a blockade preventing food. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome back. I'm Ali Reza Madadi with the latest coming to you live from Tehran. First of all, leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei on Wednesday underlined the significance of Quranic teachings in promoting the well-being of the society. Addressing Quran reciters, memorizers and scholars, Ayatollah Khamenei said that the culture of the Islamic society must be based on Quranic teachings. The leader pointed to the efforts made by some groups to project the Western culture on the Iranians' culture, lifestyle, and social relationships. He said the fact that the majority of world people follow the Western cultural norms does not imply that it also could be projected on Islamic societies. The leader also highlighted that in an Islamic community, Quranic teachings and criteria must be the basis of forming a social culture. Ayatollah Khamenei further pointed to the ever-growing enthusiasm of young people towards learning about and reading Quran, saying all should establish closer relationship with the Holy Book, since reading Quran is the key in understanding its underlying instructions. Now, the Iranian Minister of Intelligence says the seizure of leader of Jundullah terrorist group, Abdul Malik Righi, was one of the most valuable achievements of the intelligence ministry in the past 8 years. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, Hujjatul Islam Haider Muslehi said, Abdul Malik Righi's arrest was one of the most important measures taken despite Western intelligence services' efforts to preserve such influential elements. Muslehi added that the sophisticated operation was done successfully, forcing Western intelligence services to realize that the Islamic Republic of Iran has been able to infiltrate into their various services. Now, the Iranian foreign minister has strongly condemned the recent killing of a number of civilians in Egypt, urging Egyptian political figures and factions to stop violent division in the North African country. Speaking to reporters following a cabinet meeting in Tehran on Wednesday, Ali Akbar Salehi said Egyptians should determine their own future ultimately. Salehi also hoped that Egyptian political pundits, tribes and various parties stop the division created in the country. He said through cooperation, compassion and consultation, Egyptians should not allow the ill-wishers find the opportunity to enter the political arena and complicate the situation by sowing discord. Highlighting Egypt's effective role in the region, the Iranian foreign minister expressed the hope that the stability could be restored in the country as soon as possible. Now, Egypt's prosecutor general has ordered the arrest of Muslim Brotherhood leaders, including the supreme leader of the group, Mohammed Badli, on charges of inciting violence. The Brotherhood members face arrest in connection with the July 8 violence outside the Republican Guard headquarters in Cairo, which led to 80 deaths. Thousands of Brotherhood followers have been maintaining a vigil near a mosque in northeast Cairo, demanding the reinstatement of Morsi. Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party has also rejected offers by the country's interim prime minister to join the interim government. In other news, Egypt's main liberal coalition has rejected a constitutional decree issued by head of Egypt's interim government, Adli Mansour. Amnesty International has also slammed the Egyptian army's disproportionate use of lethal force against protesters, mainly supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Now, foreign-backed Syrian rebels have fired into the air to disperse a protest by civilians in a rebel-held district of Aleppo against a blockade preventing food and medicine reaching government-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo. Residents said on Wednesday rebel fighters stopped supplies entering western Aleppo for weeks. Residents further said the tactics is aimed at weakening the supply route of President Bashar al-Assad forces, but thousands of civilians are now left without food. Video footage posted on the internet on Tuesday appeared to show dozens of civilians in the rebel-held neighborhoods of Bustan al-Qasr protesting at the rebel checkpoint, which prevents supplies from entering the western parts of the city, home to 2 million people and held by the army. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has warned that the Syria peace conference may not happen if the Syrian opposition insists on making military gains before agreeing to attend the conference.
It's not in vain that the Syrian opposition will go to the peace conference after they have won some part of the Syrian territory. If you follow this logic, then we are never going to organize any sort of conference. We're going off the fact that our Western partners took on themselves the responsibility of providing for the agreement of the opposition to arrive at the Geneva conference without any precondition in order to fully fulfill the Geneva communique, which was adopted a year ago.
And now a recap of our top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution highlights the significance of Quranic teachings in promoting the well-being of the society. Iranian Foreign Minister condemns killings of a number of civilians in Egypt, urging measures to stop division in the country. Egypt's Prosecutor General orders the arrest of Muslim Brotherhood leaders, including the supreme leader of the group. And foreign-backed Syrian rebels fire live bullets to disperse a protest by civilians against a blockade preventing food. A Spanish newspaper has published what it claims to be documents showing Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy receiving illicit payments. El Mundo said it has delivered the documents to the High Court. My colleague has the scoop.
El Mundo newspaper published today the account book of Luis Bárcenas, former treasurer of People's Party. Written by his hand, the book shows that the Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, received an extra salary between 1997 and 1999, when he was ministry. This extra salary is forbidden by the Spanish law and allegedly came from the illegal funding of the governing party. Luis Bárcenas is in prison accused of money laundering. But the main opposition party point out that the Prime Minister should give explanations to the citizens or resign. Despite all the accusations, People's Party, the party that supports the government, didn't explain today to the press anything and just insisted in their position. The situation of the Spanish government now depends on what Luis Bárcenas, from the jail, decides to publish about the funding of People's Party. Despite all the evidences, last one this newspaper publication of the account book of the former treasurer, People's Party, the party that supports the government in Spain, still denies all the accusations and insists that its leader didn't get any illegal salaries. From Madrid, Tamim El Dalati, by Shabak Khabar.
Further reduce the workforce of civil servants as part of the international bailout requirements, municipal police officers in Athens occupied a city building in downtown Athens on Wednesday. The main union for Greek municipal workers, who have been on a strike for the last 2 days, has also called on its members to engage in occupying government buildings on Wednesday and Thursday. The union, according to local reports, has further extended rolling 24-hour strikes for the remainder of this week. Meantime, the government announced on Tuesday that it was placing 4,200 workers, including social guards and teachers, on an 8-month suspension with reduced pay this month. By the end of this year, some 25,000 civil servants overall must be redeployed and an additional 4,000 fired in order for the country to receive access to further payouts of approximately 8.1 billion euros in bailout rescue loans. Meanwhile, Greece has started broadcasting its new public television signal after it shut down a state broadcaster, ERT, a month ago. Yet angry ERT employees continue to hold demos again over the closure of the state channel, which cost them their jobs.
This is late and fake signal that appeared today have nothing to do with ERT and its employees. It has nothing to do with the SDGs and equipment of ERT2. It is the cooperation between the caretaker and a private provider.
And finally, farmers from Paris blocked a popular Parisian bridge to demand the resignation of the agricultural minister on Wednesday. They used cars to cordon off the Pont Alexandre III bridge in protest at the French agricultural minister's stance on the common agricultural policy.
We are fighting so that on a European level there can be a fixed maximum, so that a minimum of subsidiary is left to states, so that a French farmer can be on the same level as a Spanish, German or Italian farmer.
Alessi Firmino, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Goodbye.